Let's get the news now from Brian Jennings.
Gardaí investigating the disappearance of a child who they suspect has died in unreported and suspicious circumstances are beginning a search of open ground in North County Dublin this morning. The child, who would now be 7 years old, hasn't been seen for at least 3 years. The search is expected to last a number of days. The Minister for Children has said she is deeply concerned for the welfare of the child. TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, has described it as a sensitive case. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí say they're keeping an open mind in the investigation into the disappearance of a young child in North County Dublin, who is now presumed dead. The boy, who would now be 7 years old, was last seen when he was around 3.5. The case came to light last week after the Department of Social Protection raised concerns with TUSLA following an application for social welfare. Last Friday, TUSLA alerted the Gardaí, who carried out searches and a technical examination at an apartment in Donabate over the weekend. The boy is last known to have lived at the Gallery Apartments there. Detectives have been unable to either locate the child, identify any information on his current whereabouts, or find any evidence that he's currently alive. Last night, the Gardaí took control of open ground in Donabate, and a search of the area will commence this morning and continue for the next few days. They have issued an appeal for anyone with information to contact them and have requested the media for time and space to carry out this search operation sensitively. Paul Reynolds, RTÉ News, Dublin.
The former Fine Gael Minister Heather Humphreys will be confirmed later today as the party's candidate to replace Michael D. Higgins as president. Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, Sean Kelly, withdrew from the contest yesterday. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The confirmation of Heather Humphreys as Fine Gael's presidential candidate is expected to come around lunchtime. It follows a speedy but emphatic campaign in which the former cabinet member racked up an overwhelming number of endorsements. Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly bowed out yesterday, saying he didn't receive enough support to stay in the race and he wished Heather Humphreys well. Minister James Brown has the power to set the date for polling day and is expected he could move the writ as soon as tomorrow. Speculation suggests the date could either be the 23rd or 24th of October.
15 retail outlets across the country have been targeted as part of an enforcement operation to clamp down on access to illegal streaming services via so-called dodgy boxes. As part of the operation, the Federation Against Copyright Theft delivered legal notices to shops and resellers in 9 counties. Our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox.
Retailers in counties Cavan, Donegal, Kerry, Kilkenny, Leash, Louth, Mayo, Meath and Wexford were targeted in this operation. Investigators from the Federation Against Copyright Theft, or FACT, and Sky TV legal reps carried out the visits last month. The targeted outlets, which included vape and tech shops, were found to be either selling subscriptions to illegal streaming services, supplying devices configured to access them, or referring customers to resellers. All 15 stores were given a deadline to stop the activities or face further action, and according to FACT, so far the majority have agreed to stop. The operation follows a series of successful crackdowns on illegal streaming services in Ireland, with FACT saying since March 2023, almost 70 have been forced to close.
Gaza's Civil Defence Agency has said 13 people have been killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza City overnight. 10 were reported killed after a strike in a residential building in the south of the city, while a further 3 were killed and others injured after Israeli strikes hit an apartment in the west. Israeli forces have been preparing to seize the city, increasing its attacks in the area in recent days. Concerns have been expressed about the use of artificial intelligence chatbots by children amid warnings of inadequate safeguards. Online safety charity CyberSafe Kids said young children are being exposed to misinformation, privacy violations and harmful advice. It's calling for greater regulation of AI chatbots at EU level. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
New research from CyberSafe Kids shows a big increase in AI chatbot usage among 8 to 15-year-olds. The charity's annual Trends and Usage report is based on a survey of over 9,000 children. It found that the most popular use of chatbots was to look up information. Some respondents said they use them to produce their schoolwork, while others said they engage with AI to chat and get advice. CyberSafe Kids is calling for greater regulation of AI chatbots at EU level to protect children from misinformation and harmful advice. Other findings in the study show that smartphone ownership among children has fallen, reflecting the success of community campaigns to delay the age children are given phones. However, ownership of tablets and games consoles has risen over the last 4 years.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
This morning will be dry in many areas with sunny spells. Scattered showers in the west and northwest will extend further east during the day. Rain in the southwest later will spread over much of Munster this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees.